Thank you, worship team. Lord, once again, we thank you for this day. Once again, Lord, we invite your presence here. Lord, help us to receive your word. Lord, I pray that you'd implant it firmly in our hearts and in our lives, in our beings, Lord. Change us, Lord. Change us, Lord. Lord, I pray that you'd open up heaven for us this morning. I pray, Lord, that your word will go forth and it will fulfill the purpose you sent it forth to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our opening scripture this morning was John 3, 1 through 7. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto you, you must be born again. Charles Spurgeon reminds us, the scripture does not say you must be improved. It says you must be born again. I'm going to read verses 3 and 5 again. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. He can't enter. He can't even see it. He goes on to tell Nicodemus that the things of the Spirit Nicodemus doesn't understand because he's not of the Spirit. Nicodemus, I am really surprised that he didn't know what Jesus was talking about. He's a religious leader, and yet he didn't know about the new birth. It talks about it in Ezekiel. The new birth is spiritual. It's not physical. Romans 14, 17 says, For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. The new birth. When we're born, what is involved in the birth process? What is involved? Blood and water, isn't it? When we're born again, the same two elements are again involved. During communion, we focus on the body and the blood of Jesus. But do we give any thought to the water? Not usually, do we? I know they used to, apparently the cups that they drank from during the Passover Seder were very large. Some people say they may have been as much as 40 ounces of wine each time they drank, and there was four cups that they consumed during the Seder. So what they started doing, because people were getting drunk, was mixing water to it. Paul talked about people getting drunk at the at the communion table. That's not going to happen for us, is it? The main elements of the communion are the bread and the wine. Of course, we use grape juice. Even though it's just a little tiny bit, we just want to make sure. John chapter 6 tells us that Jesus is the bread sent down from heaven. From John chapter 11 and 14, we learn that Jesus is the life. John 11 says, I am the resurrection and the life. John 14, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Leviticus and Deuteronomy say that the life is in the blood. And of course, we know that the elements of communion are symbolic of Jesus Christ, who gave his body for a sacrifice for our sins. He shed his blood for the remission of sins. His blood paid the penalty for all our sins. So what does water have to do with communion? What does John chapter 3 have to do with communion? In the Bible, water represents the Word and the Holy Spirit. Chapter 1 says that Jesus is the Word. Chapter 4 tells us that Jesus gives us living water. Ephesians 5:26 speaks of the cleansing with the washing with water by the Word. John 13 tells us that Jesus washed his disciples' feet on the same night that they had the Last Supper. Jesus washed the disciples' feet with water. That's a literal example, isn't it? It's a literal example of the cleansing with the washing with water by the Word. Exodus says Moses struck a rock with his rod and water gushed out. 1 Corinthians 10:4 refers to Jesus as that rock that provided the water. In John 7:37, Jesus said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. He further tells us that the rivers of living water is the Holy Spirit, even though it hadn't been given yet. So what does all this come down to? You're probably wondering that, aren't you? Where's he going with this? What's he talking about? I'm talking about verse 28 of 1 Corinthians chapter 11. The verse we always comment on during communion time. Actually, I'm going to read 28 through 32. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation, or judgment, to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. What it all comes down to is repentance. And that has everything to do with communion, doesn't it? Verse 28 says, but let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. I'm not trying to disqualify anybody. Last month, we had a couple people that I know, I could tell that they were really kind of spooked at that. So I decided to hit it on a little earlier this time because it needs explanation. It's not to disqualify anybody. It's an opportunity to get yourself right with God. Examine your hearts. Talk to God about what you find there. Ask him to forgive you. Make your peace with God. First 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Psalm 51, 1 and 2, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgression. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. Verse 7, purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean. Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Of course, that's a prayer of David. This was after he had entered into an adulterous relationship with Bathsheba. Washing. Hebrews 9:19, for when Moses had spoken every precept to all the people according to the law, he took the blood of calves and of goats with water and scarlet wool and hyssop and sprinkled both the book and all the people. 1 John 1:7, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Fellowship. Do we want to have fellowship with one another? Do we want to have fellowship with God? That's what it's talking about. We make ourselves right with God. We enter into this. It's a remembrance of what he did for us. What's another word for fellowship? Communion. Communion with one another and with God. So we're going to be handing out the elements. And while they're being handed out, I want everybody just to take the time to talk to God. Examine your hearts. Jesus said that if you have aught against your brethren, leave your gift on the altar and go reconcile yourself. So if you have aught with anybody else, make sure you take care of that. Go ahead. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the new testament of my blood. This do ye as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Thank you, Lord. Was everybody served? Did we miss anybody? And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." Lord, we thank you that you sacrificed your body, that you allowed it to be beaten beyond recognition, that you allowed it to be nailed to a cross, that you allowed yourself to suffer the most painful, agonizing, excruciatingly painful penalty known to man. We thank you, Lord, that for the joy set before you, you endured the cross, despising the shame. And we thank you, Lord, that right now you are seated at the right hand of God, interceding for us. Thank you, Lord, for this bread. Thank you for what it represents. You may eat the bread. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Lord, I thank you for the blood that you shed on that cross. I thank you, Lord, for the blood that cleanses us from all our unrighteousness. You may drink the cup. Jesus, 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 there's just something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms shall all pass away, but there's something about that name. Yes, Lord. Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you, Lord, for your blood and your body that you sacrificed, that you gave for us. I thank you, Lord, for the love that you have for each one of us, that you don't desire any to perish. I thank you, Lord, that you made a way where there seemed to be no way, because there's no earthly way that we could gain entrance into heaven. We thank you, Lord, that you're not earthly. We thank you that you're God in the flesh. Thank you for your salvation. And thank you, Lord, for the price that you paid to gain it. Lord, help us to walk according to your ways. Help us to live in communion with each other and with you. Help us, Lord, to do those things that please you. To do the things that please you because we love you. And if for no other reason than that, Lord, that's reason enough. Lord, we love you this morning. I pray, Lord, that you'd go with each one of us. I pray that you'd guide us and direct us pray, Lord, that you'd keep us all safe until we meet again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, everybody, for coming. That concludes our service.